Well, hello. This is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. Welcome. You can find us here live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 to join us. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, Phone Sex Fetish Blog, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Welcome, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody's doing well. Well, tonight we've got some fun in store for you. Tonight we're going to be talking about distance toy play, remote toy play, distance orgasms, all that shit's the same. It's all just dirty, naughty, nasty fun. Hi, Miss K. Marie. Why don't you go ahead and pop on in here for a second and say hi to everybody. Hi, Maud. Hi, everybody. So, are you going to join me, Kay Marie? I know you want to. Come on in here and talk to us. Hi, Demi. You're muted, by the way.
Hey.
Now too. Hi, Demi.
How are you?
I'm trying to get Kay Marie in here too.
Kay Marie, you have to come up here.
Yes, you do. Because we have a surprise for you.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, a big surprise for you. Well, while we're waiting on Kay Marie to pop in, Demi, why don't you tell everybody how to find you and who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I'm Demi, and you can find me at sensualcocktease.com. I do a lot of different things. I really love orgasm control and cock control. I love teasing. I love denial so fucking much. Yeah, there's a lot about me.
I know.
You can check out my blog.
Yeah, tell them about your blog too.
Yeah, sensualcocktease.com, and there's an About Me page, and I wrote quite a bit on there. I just updated it, actually, and if you have more questions, you can always reach out at demi@enchantrixempire.com.
Yes. Well, Demi, tonight it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about toys and toys that can be controlled remotely. And I think you have something going on with that word, don't you?
I love the Levens toys.
Oh, I do too. So, I don't know if Kay Marie left or if she's just not going to show up or what's going on. But I had a surprise for her. Are you there out there, Kay Marie? Just say hi if you are. I think she disappeared on us. I think we scared her off, Demi. I think we scared her
already?
Off.
Like she didn't even stick around for the part that would definitely scare her off.
I know. Damn it. Well. Well, I think tonight there's a lot of confusion about Levens and the ability to control their toys remotely, and I really want to debunk some of that.
Yeah.
You know, people think that it's not secure, that you can be hacked. Well, there's ways to avoid all that. And the first thing that we're going to talk about is going to be how to control your partner's toy through the Levens app safely.
I don't know. Would it be so bad if somebody hacked your sex toy and got you off?
I don't think so. I think what everybody's worried about is them hacking and then getting personal information. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I can understand that. There is a way to stop all that. For one, whenever you're dealing with a toy or just something that is very proprietary on its own, to where you don't need to have a lot of information for that. Make a new email address and make that your account.
Yes.
And don't have anything but letting stuff go to that account. You never have to worry about it. They hack you, then you're just going to get off.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the number one rule that I have, is when you go to set up something like this, get you a new email.
Yeah, have a kinky email and have one for personal use. Don't combine the two.
Ah, Kay Marie said that her link didn't work. Let's try it again.
Oh, Harper in the chat said there was an app for remote locking up chastity keys that got hacked a few years ago. Eww.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Okay. Yeah.
I would laugh about that.
Well, I would want to have, see, that's just me. I want to have the hacking abilities for the chastity keys.
Oh, I am sending Hey Marie the link again and see if that one works. It's the same one. I don't understand.
And I totally spaced out. You asked me about my word. I do have a word for the night. I have a subby in here in your chat that really, really, really loves your podcast. And we chatted earlier today. And I told him every time he hears the word toy or toys that he has to, send a little message in the chat. So we're getting some great info in the chat. This is why you need to be on Discord.
Yes, definitely want to be on Discord. So every time we say toy, he has to write something to us?
Toy or toys. And, well, to all of the mistresses. And we have me, Miss Krista, Miss Harper, and hopefully soon Miss Kay Marie.
Yeah, I sent her their link again. She said the link didn't work. I'm not sure what to
Yes, do. Harper. It does. Totally counts.
Yes.
Mott said, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's
lots
so
of
fun.
Craziness going on. Well, I don't know that Kay Marie's going to be able to talk. I'm going to see if she'll at least come into the room.
Oh, Demi owns me, says, I appreciate your kindness, Miss Krista. Your artistic talent is amazing, and I am very grateful for your generosity. Because you drew an amazing picture for him.
I had a lot of fun with that, actually. Matter of fact, that was the very first picture I have done with color, with any kind of color in it. Yep. Mott, you're being naughty.
I love it.
I do too. So.
Oh, there's Kay Marie.
Hey. She's you, here in the chat.
She's in Discord.
Oh, she's okay. So she's here in the chat. Hey, there you are.
Oh, she's having tech
can
issues.
You hear, but can
oh, you
hear
know
us?
What? Kay Marie, I had to use my phone for Podbean last time.
Well, here, Kay Marie, try this link. She can't hear me. I don't know why the hell I'm talking to her. I wanted her to at least be able to hear. We didn't go to all this trouble not to let her be able to hear this. Hi, Felicia. Yeah, that's what Demi said she had to do. Hi, Jeannie. Yeah, I I have never had, well, I've had one show that I had an issue with the desktop, and I had to pump, basically. I had to shut everything down and start a whole new show.
But oh, anyway, no.
Yeah, yeah. That was like my second or third show. It just completely crapped on me. So I am hoping that one of these will work for her. Well, if not, guess what? She's going to listen to it. She's going to listen to the show tomorrow in its entirety. So I am going to torment everybody in the room right now. Demi and I did a little Christmas thing together.
Oh, gosh.
And I am fairly certain that if we wanted to, we could sell it to Homeland Security and they could use this to get information out of terrorists.
Yes.
So anyway, without further ado, I want you all to take a nice quick listen to me and Demi singing Frosty. Frosty the slut bag
had frost around his mouth.
From all the times he stood in line
just to suck one out.
There must have been some magic
in his mouth that had no teeth.
Because once he got a hold of a cock,
the guy would blow his seed.
Oh, Frosty the slut bag
had to hurry on his way.
He had to go, now we'll never know
how many dicks he sucked that day.
Ha!
I had to.
So you all had to endure that. I love it. See, told you there was going to be some surprises tonight.
That was so bad.
It was. It was horrible.
That was really bad.
Torturous.
We tried to sing together.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. That was really bad. One thing I am going to say. If one party is had been partaking in extracurriculars and the other party has not, you will not.
I was stone cold sober for that. I do not recommend.
So we ended up splitting it up by line, but yeah. But the reason that was done is because Miss Harper requested for us mistresses to do some songs, because tomorrow night on Whore School at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Miss Harper is going to have all of our recordings that she is going to do with whatever she wants. So you certainly will want to join that, because I am almost guaranteeing that Demi and I, we're not the worst.
Oh,
we're in the
bad.
Top three, I am sure.
Yeah.
Out of three. We're in the top three out of three people that put something in. So anyway, yes, show. Thank you, Maude. Go to Miss Harper's show tomorrow, because it ought to be a lot of fun. Now, we have put this off long enough. Now, let's talk about some remote toy play, shall we?
Yeah.
And that was another time that toy was mentioned.
Oh,
twice
again.
More.
Toy.
Toys. Yes. Oh, yes, Mott. How about the drink of tonight? Let me upload that. Here you go. It is called Batteries Are Included, and it's a fairly simple drink, but it is a very tasty drink. Matter of fact, I got one right here with me. You know, I never come to my show without my drinks. And this drink is 2 ounces of Maker Mark bourbon, 1 ounce of Dolan sweetened vermouth, 1 ounce of Cabo Wabo Campari. Garnish it with an orange wheel, and what you do is you just put all the ingredients in a mixing glass and you stir for 20 to 30 seconds until it's nice and cool, and you strain over fresh ice in a rocks glass and then garnish it with the orange peel and drink the hell out of it because it is a delicious drink. And it does pair very well with candy canes. Just so you know, you can have you can be sucking on a candy cane while you're drinking this, and it goes really, really well with a candy cane. Now, my question to you, Demi, is when one of the mistresses types toys in the chat, does that count too?
Yeah.
Oh,
why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
You know, by the time we get done with him tonight, he's going to be, he'll have written a novel.
Right.
The Dommy 2 is great for orgasms and massaging knots out of your neck. If you don't mind jarring the fillings out of your teeth, putting that thing on the back of your neck is at your own risk, because I have thought about this for a while. The best way to describe how the Dommy vibrates on high, and the only thing I could really come up with, is it vibrates violently.
Yeah, it is strong. It is very powerful.
Matter of fact, it makes the Hitachi magic wand look like a punk.
Yeah. The plug-in one? Yeah.
Mine's been in my drawer since I bought my Dommy. I've not taken it out since. Because it's a punk. It's a little punk bitch that thinks it can. It's one of those, I think I can. No, it can't. Not like the Dommy does. Sex and violence go together. And peaches and cream. It's all right, Felicia. All right. So, I am going to have Mott post a link for the very first way to connect to a Love Ints toy. Mod is the one on how to connect through the Love Ints app. If you could post that link for everybody, I would greatly appreciate it. Now, this Love Ints app is the easiest way to do it. And Mott, did you lose it? There you go. Outstanding. Now, like I said, by far, it is the easiest way to do it. And it has pretty good instructions, and you can follow them. And on that page that he just gave you, there is also a Love Ints Connect app essential guide. And that really helps walk you through what you need to do. Oh, I know, it's a long link, but that's because it was a Google search. But anyway, and there is the essential guide, and that will help a lot on that. Now, as I was saying earlier, if you're going to do this, when you make your account, make sure that you go and get you a secondary email that you're not going to use for anything but this. Also, write down the username and password somewhere where you keep all that stuff. Yes. Go ahead, Felicia. What's your question, sweetheart? Go ahead and type, and I'll get with you just as soon as your question comes across. So, Demi, do you have any preferred ways that you like to connect or have somebody connect to your app? Or to your toy?
I have the app on the mobile app. I wasn't able to get it on desktop. But you can get it on their website.
I think so. I have never tried the desktop app. Now we can move kind of into that. There is a way to actually connect via a browser. On your remote app, now the person that you're connecting to has to have the app and an account. No way around that. If you're the one that has the toy, you have to have an account. I don't know of any way around that. I looked. But the person controlling the toy does not. You can actually send them a link to a browser. And they can put that link in a browser and it'll pull up a little Lovince page and it'll have the sliders for the toy. So you can control it via a desktop app. All right, Felicia.
Nice.
I have Bluetooth 5.3 on my phone, but no Bluetooth on my desktop. I saw a USB adapter for the Love Insight. Can I connect through that USB and run it on my desktop? That is a very good question, and I'm not 100% sure because I've never tried that. But that link I just sent, the Lovince Cam Model Guides, Lovince Connect App Basic Guides, I bet that will give you some answers. And if not, I will do a little research and I will message you one-on-one, Felicia, because I want you to have that information.
You know, I have that little thing, but I've never used it before. The little dongle thing.
Yeah, I don't even have one. I'd never even bought one because
I wonder if that would get me on.
It might.
I got it. It was like $5. I was like, why not? But I haven't actually put it on my computer.
Well, I might have to get that dongle just so I know what it does. Yeah, just so I know what it does. Yeah.
Let me grab it. Hold on.
I love the word dongle too. It almost sounds dirty. I want you to play with my dongle, Felicia. Can I play with yours? And Kay Marie, I know you can't hear this. I see what you typed. And yes, we're going to give you lots of love. We already have lots of love. And everybody, check out Kay Marie's show on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. It's happy hour with Kay Marie. So always make sure you check her out too. She always has a fun show as well. What'd you find out, Timmy? Uh-oh. Timmy muted herself.
I muted myself. I was rummaging through. I have a lot of toys in my nightstand. I'm still looking for it.
Maybe it's USB. Something that we'll just have to check out, and we'll give a little one-on-one to anybody that needs some information on that. And I will just go ahead and buy one. So when mine comes in, I will play with it and see if I can find some information for you as well. Thank you, Maude. Now, the next way to connect that we're going to talk about is generating a unique app, a unique link, and sending it to your desired partner or posting it publicly. Now, this is the link for share a link for your Lovince control toy, Mott. If you could post that one, it's going to be another long link. But that one there, when you go to your app, down at the bottom, you're going to have, here, let me get my app pulled up so I can actually see it. When you start up your Lovince app, at the bottom, it'll say Home, App Gallery, Long Distance, Discover, and Me. If you go to Long Distance and do that, you will. It will give you an opportunity to chat with somebody. And once you start talking back and forth, there will be over on the left-hand side, there will be a place that's got three little dots, and you can share link or give control. You can actually give control of your app to them there as well. And you can actually share the link. So that's the second way you can do it. Again, anytime you set up an app like this, make sure you use a ghost email. So if you do ever get hacked, they're not getting anything. All they're getting is just some lovin's crap. Now, here's where the fun comes in. Multiple toy use. Have you ever done this yet, Demi?
I have. Wait, multiple toy use? Yes. Okay. I have controlled now, multiple toys.
Well,
and I've done sessions with multiple mistresses.
Now, here's the problem that I found with multiple toys. It'll give you the slider to where you can move up and down, do whatever on different toys. But if you use two different user accounts and share the toys separately, you actually get a little bit more oomph out of the toys. Does that make any sense? I got crickets.
I was reading the chat. Well,
okay. But if you set up multiple accounts and and use each toy under a different account, it gives you more flexibility, and it gives you more a little bit more oomph on the toys too, because it's not sharing.
Oh, that's a lot though.
It is. But it's me and my girlfriends do this from time to time. But it's only when we're going to use more than one toy. And even if you're using more than one toy, you can still just use it the one way. But that was just another one of my little tricks that I have learned over the last several years of using LoveHints. Aw. That was very sweet of Demi Owns Me.
Aw, Miss Krista, your wit and sense of humor always makes me smile. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Now,
let's say I wanted to use the Hyphy and the Domi at the same time. Mm-hmm. Are they not as strong?
I can't say yes or no. It seems like it to me. And the reason being that I say that is because I can feel the distinct difference when they're using the different controller instead of on the same controller. Like I said, I know that it'll just, when if you have multiple toys, it just gives you multiple sliders. The other thing about that, it's easier to control the sliders on your phone if you're using like two different accounts. Because what you can do is turn one toy all the way up and then just switch over to the other account and play with it up and down. It's just a fun way to do it. But this also works much better on using links and not the app, to where you can actually pull them up on a browser.
Okay.
But anyway, that's just a little trick that you can try and play with if you wanted to. Now, have you ever given control of your toy to another woman?
I have.
You have? Oh.
I have.
Okay, well, I promised these people some really naughty stories. I want to hear yours.
I am going to keep that one to myself.
You are?
I am.
That's no fun.
I know.
That's fun. Well, then I guess I'm going to have to tell a naughty story then. So.
I remember you telling us a very naughty story. Mm-hmm. And this is what sold me on the Domi. The you had someone that you had just gotten your domi, and you had someone visiting you, and you were playing with it, and she ended up staying for a while. Mm-hmm. And every time I saw you, I'd ask you if she was still in your bed because you guys were having so much fun. And mm-hmm. yeah, after you told me that story, I got myself a domi. You told me to get two. I got one and was like, fuck, I should have gotten two. So I got another one.
Yes. I got the second one when I was having a marathon session with Jennifer. That's who that was that I was telling you about. I think you remember that. And after it died, well, the reason for two, Felicia, is there is nothing more frustrating than to be using a toy and it die. The battery goes dead on it. And the battery life is good on it. Don't get me wrong.
It is.
I am a freak. I am a freak, and I love to play for hours. Mm-hmm. And the reason for two, there is nothing more frustrating than having a toy that you just love the way it feels, the way it's making you feel, and it dies. And then you have to switch gears to another different kind of toy.
Yeah.
It's almost like changing alcohol midway through the evening. It just don't set well. So having two of them, if one dies, you have the other one already charged and ready to go. And you continue on with that same vibe. I also have two Lushes. Lush 4s, by the way. I also have two Hyphies, and seriously considering buying a second Gravity.
Oh, although I don't have the Gravity. Are you liking that one?
I love it. Oh, I'm loving
it.
It does so much. it vibrates. It's a suction cup dildo, so you can put it on something hard and ride it. And it thrusts.
Yeah, that sounds yummy.
It is. And, well, it is, and it's 9 inches.
Oh, fuck yeah. Perfect size.
I know you have a minimum. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
And it is a very, very fun toy. But I'm not sold on getting a second one because I have a mission as well, the mission 2.
Yes, I do like the mission.
And that one is, you know, it's very similar other than it doesn't thrust.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know, the big drawback to the mission for me. Is that it doesn't thrust. But anyway, that story that you were so apt to get the toy, it was a very first encounter with this young lady as well. Her name is Jennifer, and she is a very, very dear friend of mine. Matter of fact, in about 3 weeks, when I head back down to Mississippi and get out of this brutally cold climate, she only lives about an hour and 45 minutes away from me down there. So we've already planned getting back together, but
naughty.
Oh, yes.
Will you please tell us?
Tell you what?
I love to hear
what I'm going to do.
Everything that you do, every fucking detail. Sorry, I'm getting all hot over here.
I am going to tell you this, that she and I play a couple of times a week, even while I'm 2,700 miles away from her, 2,500 miles, however many it is, it's a bunch. But yeah, we still play every evening.
Oh, I love that.
Well, not
with your toys.
Yeah, I'll give her control. She takes control. And we just have lots and lots of fun doing that. So,
Felicia French Fry said all the lights on the Gulf Coast will be dimming. So true.
there is a possibility. Yes, definitely a possibility. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't require anything that plugs in. Now, if I was to get that Clam Rattler 9000, now that could possibly take some power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was hot.
But yeah, we a couple three times a week we'll get together, or we don't get together, we'll just get on the phone and we'll get the toys out, and we'll she has a pretty good selection of Love In's toys now too. And her favorite by far is the Dommy. I haven't met too many women that hasn't said that that is a mind-blowing toy.
Yeah, it's a really, really good one.
It really is. And now the other kind of little fun things that we do. I do this with her more than I do my other friends, but I do this with my other friends as well. There are three toys that are perfect for this. The Lush, the Vulse, and the Dulcie. And what we do is we'll put one of these toys inside of us, turn it on, and we will give the other party, the other friend, we'll give them control. Now, what makes this so fun is your toy's on, it's inside of you, you're doing your thing. You might even go out to lunch with somebody that you know. The toy's sitting dormant until that other person that is miles and miles away gets a wild hair and decides, hey, guess what? It's time to zap Krista. And trust me, it is always at the most inopportune time. Mid-conversation with your lunch date partner, standing in line at Walmart and your knees buckle.
Yeah.
Yeah, ordering ice cream and drop the ice cream cone because they hit you on high.
Oh, right.
So, yes, I highly recommend that for the girls. I do. And you know what? I did this with one of my subbies not too long ago. He bought the Edge 2. And the
That's a
Edge
good
2 is
one.
that is an amazing toy. And like the Dommy, like the Vulse, like the Dulcie, like the Lush, they vibrate violently on high. And the Edge, too, not only vibrates inside of you, but it also hits that nice little spot in between your balls and your butthole, that taint area. And it'll actually even vibrate those balls a little bit, too. So that one's a fun toy, too. And you can actually do the same thing with guy friends, Demi.
Oh.
Have them put their toy in, give them control of yours. And then after a little bit, what it turns into being is tit for tat. Oh, you zapped me? Now I've got to zap you. And the next thing you know, you're out in public having orgasms. Trying to explain that to whoever you're with. Yeah. So, yeah.
I would love to have a session like that,
Oh, it
and
is a
have a
lot of
subby
fun.
in a toy that I'm controlling.
A subby, a toy that you're controlling in public. Mm-hmm.
And just have randomly turn that toy yes. on and tease them.
Yes. And I have done this. Now, this is where it really gets fun. I have done it with a subby in public on a video session. To where they have, you know, where you actually get to watch their reactions.
Oh, that's hot.
It is. And I've done that with my girlfriends as well. So, yeah, lots and lots of possibilities there. And
yeah, that would be a lot of fun to tease, oh, it is. But absolutely no coming.
Mm-mm. And see, that's the wonderful thing about it. You controlling it?
Mm-hmm.
Is you know exactly how much he's getting, when he's getting it, and how he's getting it.
Yes. Yes.
And I tell you, there's nothing cuter. Nothing cuter than when the guy, he's had it inside of him, and he feels the sensation of it being inside of him. But he hasn't felt that vibration. What is so cute is when you turn that toy on, you know, that toy that's inside of him.
Mm-hmm.
That toy? Yeah. Anyway.
That toy.
Yes.
He's just when anticipating that toy on, turning on.
When you turn that toy on, the cute little murmurs they make.
Oh, yes.
It is so cute. It is. Uh-huh. It is adorable.
It's really fucking hot.
It is. Super hot.
Felicia French fries that I always wondered what would happen in a meeting.
Well, I'm going to tell
you,
Felicia.
That would be so hard.
I have advice for you. If you are going to do this in a meeting, you got to be careful, though. You can actually put it inside of you, in your butt, but you better have a good string attached and make sure that string's not coming off because, you know, Harper's warned against this many times that you don't want it getting stuck up inside of you. So make sure you have something where you can pull it back out. But the Lush 4 and the Lush Mini, both of those are super quiet. So when it does go off.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I have the Lush
4 is uber quiet. The Vols is not too bad, but like the Lush 2, oh my God, that sounded like a helicopter taking off, even when it was in you.
Yeah, that's, I'm thinking like with my subbies, I wouldn't be able to do that because it would be too loud with the hush.
The hush is loud. The hush is loud. The edge is loud. That's why I said, you know, they could get a Lush 4. Just make sure you tie it off really good and you have a good amount of string to where if it does start going up on in there, you can pull it back out. And I know Harper has warned against that. But I know that I've had luck with that with the other people. So
string theory.
String theory, says, that's right.
I better have some very fucking tough string. I would be worried.
Well, I've fashioned it for a couple of guys. I've helped them get it together and shoestring. And just wrap
Felicia
it.
French fry, you naughty girl.
God word in church on Sundays. God, yes. That's the only way I'll go to church. And if I ain't getting zapped by my friends, I'm going to pull my phone out and do it myself. And I'll have one of those praise Jesus, come to God moments. I'll be up there throwing my hands up in the air, singing. All that. Hallelujah. I love that. That is probably that's the comment of the night so far. Good job, Felicia. Yes, Jeannie, just like the Blues Brothers. Oh, that's funny. But yeah, so that's the only thing that I could recommend as far as something that's quiet. Now, here's the thing. If you're my subby and I'm wanting to humiliate you and you're into that humiliation factor, I don't care if it's loud or not. And I don't care where you're at or not. And all I can tell you is have your phone in your pocket and tell them, oh, I got my phone on vibrate. Sorry. That's really your only cover story. You know.
That phone has some good vibration. Public play is really hot. I'm a little bit of a buzzkill when it comes to that. I think it's really fucking sexy, but I'm very, very, very hesitant to do it with submissives. It's long distance. It's my control. If I'm not there to control the situation, it's very hard for me. And I don't like to put anybody in a position where they're out in public and something could happen, or everybody needs to consent.
I would never, I would never send anybody out on a dummy mission. No, they consent to it. And that's when it's even funner. Because they consent and say they want to be humiliated.
Do. Of course. Yeah. I'm talking about like other people.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the people around them?
Yeah.
The guest speakers?
The guests.
I can understand that. Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I enjoy doing it, so I don't have quite the moral dilemma there. But some people do, and I respect that. But
Mott said, turn it up. I fought the law, and the law won.
Yep. Oh, believe me, sweetie. The law.
Oh, a Zoom meeting.
The long arm of the law. What about a Zoom meeting? Would that be a good compromise? Well, yeah.
That's kind of like when we do a Discord session. And
yeah, exactly.
I love to be able to see the reactions. I love that.
God, yes.
That is such a turn on for me. You know, I have the app, so I use, I'm like over here with my finger, just swiping that little bubble up and down and moving it around and watching their bodies just writhe all over the place. I fucking love it.
Oh, I do too. That is one of the hot, complete hot deals.
They are pants optional. You're right, Jeannie. Zoom meetings.
And then the final way, I think we've already discussed this a little bit, is through the browser. Here's the instructions for that. And it's that one there, I like it, but it is, you need a computer. You can do it on your phone, but what's the point? If you're going to do it on the phone, just use the link. Just use the link or the app. On the computer, it gives you, it's just a little bit easier because you can use your mouse to grab a hold of that slider and you can just really give it hell, especially if you've got a trackball. Oh, a lot of fun. But anyway, that is the other way to do it. And the nice thing about that is that the person that's controlling your toy can do it completely anonymously, does not need an account, does not need to have the app at all. That just is completely 100% browser. You just put the link in the browser and go with it. Now, the other link control deal, I think you can put that in a browser as well, but I believe that it was actually meant for the link to go through the app and then give you the ability to run it through a browser that way. But this way here is 100% anonymous on the user, or the one that's using, controlling the toy. Actually, Felicia, you would not. Now, if you're sharing the toy, you would need to be able to control it with the Bluetooth on your phone. You'd have to turn it on. But if you're actually being the one that's controlling the toy, you don't need anything but a browser. It's just a browser window that comes up, and it has the sliders, and the person that the toy is that you're controlling would need the Bluetooth connectivity to the toy. And I think that was toy about another three or four times there, Demi.
Right.
Asked me.
I need to read this one. I love it so much.
Okay.
And he says, my devotion is nourished and strengthened by my daily dose of vitamin D. Highly recommended by 10 out of 10 subbies. We have this little joke. And we talk, and he's like, oh, I had to get my vitamin Demi, my daily dose of vitamin Demi. So today, it's like, yeah, recommended out of from 9 out of 10 dentists or something like that. You know, that commercial.
Yeah, 4 out of 5 dentists, I think, is what that
right.
one is. Yes.
So
I love that. Vitamin Demi.
I love that. Highly recommended by 10 out of 10 subbies.
I guess then I would be vitamin K12.
That's cute. Fuck yeah. What is K-12? I feel like I'm supposed to know that. Let me Google.
Vitamin K-12. There we go. Yeah. No. That's a Demi-ism. So you all stick with the vitamin D for Demi. I have
vitamin D for Demi or Dick?
Ooh.
Or both.
Maybe.
Why not both?
Well, if you're like me, you've got one of the drawers very handy for them.
I know. I need a new storage situation.
I bought a new bed when I moved up here that is just like the bed I have down in Mississippi. I bought to where there's the exact same bed. And they're the canopy that's got the mesh. It's real girly, real pretty and all that. But underneath the bed are four drawers. And all four drawers are full of my toys and gadgets and implements of destruction.
Yeah.
And my my canopy bed is an oak bed, so it's hardwood, and it's got the four posters, and on those four posters. On both beds, I have restraints.
Nice.
Because you never know when you might need to restrain somebody just to give them an extra little bit of something.
Right.
Now, this brings me to another part of the Lovence Wonders of the Toy. This is one of my favorite things to do as well. But this one is kind of one of those hands-on deals. It's when you have your partner with you or your subby with you or whoever it is that you're wanting to play with. You tie them down to the bed. You restrain them. And then you put the toy either in them or on them. Oh, which brings me to this as well. You know, guys, you do not have to have a toy that goes inside of you that is controlled. You can actually, there's several of them. The Max 2 is basically like a pocket pussy. That can be controlled. The Solace, another one that can, I like this. There's two Solaces, by the way.
Oh,
so choose wisely, and the cost difference is not enough to buy the Solace, in my opinion. But if you wanted to do that, you can. Get the Solace Pro. It comes with an attachment that you can actually mount to your desk. So it'll be sitting there doing its thing on your cock, and you have both hands free to type to your mistress while it's getting you off, if she'll allow it. So you can spend the money on a solace, or you can spend a little bit more and have, well, it do all the work for you. So, and then they have a cheaper version. They have the Gush 2. That's another one that is for external use. That's another one that you can use. But back to what I was telling you before I got off topic and come up with this, these little posts for you. Here's the deal. You get somebody tied down and you put on one of these stimulators. If it's a girl, you put something in her. If it's a guy and he's not into all the stuff inside him, you put one of these on him. And you connect it to your phone and you leave him in his own juices. Or you leave her in her own juices. Go up and make you a glass of wine, fix you a snack, whatever, and keep that toy just going. Because you don't have to be there to make it work. Then that brings me to my favorite part of doing this. I don't know about you, Demi. I like orgasm denial. I do. I enjoy it. But I love overstimulation.
That's fun too.
Yeah,
it's all about the control.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love to make you ache after you come. I'm going to make you come, and I'm not going to turn off the toy. I'm going to make it just sit there and just continue to stimulate, and it's going to start to, it hurts at first. Oh, my God. It's so uncomfortable, and then it starts getting hard again.
It hurts so good.
Then it gets hard again. Ooh. And then, next thing you know, you're ready to come again. But that's not where it stops. It don't stop until I get bored with it.
Right.
And that could be hours, guys. It could be hours, girls. So there is always that kind of fun to play with, too.
Yeah. You're going to come. You're going to keep coming until I say you're fucking done.
Oh, yeah. Felicia, males can, they say they can't, and it's basically their will, they don't have the willpower to endure the overstimulation. But if they're tied down, well, you don't have a whole lot of choice. And trust me.
Sorry, It took me a second.
Oh, it did.
It's reading the chat. It did. It really did. Your drink is very strong. Very strong tonight.
Oh, it's good though. God, it's good. And like I said, you can suck on a dick or
candy cane.
Either one.
I just get one of my dildos and swirl it around.
You can actually dip his dick in the drink and suck it. And that's really a good
idea. And that's, lick it up.
The drink is a stiff one. Yes, especially if you put it in the drink and suck on it. So,
batteries are included.
Batteries are included. That's right. Oh, you bet. My pleasure, Demi owns me. So, we've discussed different ways that you can actually connect, the ways to keep yourself safe. And I can't emphasize this part enough. Always, always, always make a dummy account whenever you're signing up for anything like this. And make sure you remember your password and your username. So put it somewhere that you're not going to lose it. So, That's because it's not going to be an email that you're going to be checking daily or anything like that. It's basically an account email. You set it up and then you forget about it, but you never know. You may need that password later on. So always make sure you know where that kind of stuff is. Kind of, and this is just a public service announcement. If you're into chastity and you give away or put a key somewhere, it comes with two keys. Know where that second key is. You can give away one key, but always know where that second key is. Keep it someplace safe, guys. I have run into that. I say that because just like all the warning labels, somebody had to do it for the warning label to be in existence. So yes, that's why I'm telling you this, because this has happened more than once to where somebody has given a key to like a girlfriend and the girlfriend lost a key or whatever. Always know where the second key is. Come on. So anyway, that was my public service announcement. But we've talked about three different ways you can control the toys and all kinds of fun little games you can play with the toys. And for two people that are just lovers that are long distance, same thing goes. Enjoy it. Get both parties a toy, and the two of you control each other. It's not the same as being in the same room and fucking, but god damn, it is fun and it is hot. And trust me, I have stayed very close with my girlfriend Jennifer in Florida by having Lovent's toys. They are a relationship builder, saver, and extender. Now, Miss
Bob is awesome. Battery operated boyfriend. Yeah.
There you go.
Gets me off every time.
Yes, I like that. Battery operated boyfriend. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
That's a love story, Mott said. It very much is. Yes.
Yeah, it is. Have I ever made anybody shriek? Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. That goes to the story of out in public, girlfriends sharing toys. But we all, at this point, when we go out, we have the uber quiet ones. So it's not offensive to other people, but it is still extremely potent and will get your attention, and you may shriek. I know I have, and then had to come up with a reason that I did.
Yeah, I get loud.
Yeah, when that, especially after 2 or 3 hours of it not doing anything, and the next thing you
know, that anticipation, it just
how's everybody doing? Yeah, so, yeah, you can definitely make somebody shriek with any number of these toys. And tomorrow, for anybody that wants, come back and check my site. It'd be phonesexfetishblog.com and the Kinks and Drinks tab. Mott, if you don't mind, do your thing and go ahead and post it. I will have links to lots of toys, lots of different things that you can check out. I will also have links to the ways to connect these toys. And I will also put a link in there. I like using proton.me for my bullshit accounts. It's very anonymous, very easy to set up. So that's just me. But I'll put a link of that in there too. Thanks, Mott. Appreciate it. Now, Miss Demi, if you would.
Such a good subby.
Tell everybody how to find you.
Yes.
He is. He is such a good guy. And he does impressions, too, that are just hilarious, aww, by the way.
He's such a sweetheart.
He is.
The best subby.
He is adorable. He is just absolutely. He does have one fault, though. He has a major flaw.
Yeah.
And that is, Yes, he's an Ohio State Buckeyes fan.
Oh, that's horrible, Mott.
That is.
I'm sorry. I don't know anything about the Buckeyes.
Oh, they're horrible. They're just absolutely atrocious and horrible. And they won last year's national championship, and they're in the playoffs again this year, but they didn't play anybody. They played a high school schedule. So I don't consider them a college team. And their coach, I will post this in the thing after the show, just so everybody come back and look at it. Demi, you'll get a big kick out of it. It's their coach in a pair of pink panties showing his camel toe.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Hey, Mott. Krista doesn't like them, so I side with Krista on her stance.
Ha, ha, ha.
OSU.
Yep. There you go, Mott. That was your one flaw. So now, if you would, Demi, tell everybody how to get a hold of you again.
Yeah.
All your little credentials.
Of course. You can find me at sensualcocktease.com. I am on Twitter at domdemi, DOMMEDEMI. And you can email me, demi@enchantrixempire.com. I'm on Discord at LDWDemi, and you can call me at 800-601-6975.
And I highly recommend you doing that because she has tons of fun. So, and as far as me, everybody knows who I am and how to get me. If you don't, the easiest way to get me is on my blog, which is phonesexfetishblog.com. And just hit me up. I'm always on Discord as well, and I'm LDW Krista here. So just hit me up if you ever have any questions or if you need anything. And thank you very much for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live every Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on Podbean server, but you must be 21 to join us because we do believe in partaking in the libations. You can listen to the replay Sundays on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Thank you very much. Thank you, Demi, for joining me on such a fun show
Heck
tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. You're welcome anytime you want to come. So, good night,
Thank
everybody.
You.
Have a wonderful night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.